can track buying and other ordering approaches. Organizations can use a number of ordering approaches, as shown in Exhibit 5-11. Note that purchase orders use the purchasing cycle for low volume or one-time purchases, while longer-term arrangements use contract buying. These can take the form of blanket purchase orders, supplier scheduling, continuous replenishment, or lean purchasing. Types of managed inventories include continuous replenishment. It is both a type of contract buying and a type of managed inventory, vendor-managed inventory, VMI, and consignment. Exhibit 5-11. Ordering approaches. Some of these types are addressed in a little more detail next. Blanket purchase orders for contract buying. A blanket purchase order is issued under a blanket agreement or master contract with a supplier. Blanket purchase orders are generally used when the purchaser and the supplier have agreed to the periodic supply of an item at a defined price for an extended period of time, usually 6 to 12 months. Under a blanket purchase agreement, the customer may commit to purchasing a certain amount of material over the agreement period. Purchasing is then able to release purchase orders as they arise against this standing agreement. Blanket order agreements reduce the transactional costs associated with inventory. They are used primarily with materials that are bought on a regular and predictable basis, such as basic production materials and maintenance items. From RP planned orders, often the supplier is given a copy or view of the material requirements plan, so they can produce the units that will be needed. This is called supplier scheduling when the supplier uses the planned orders directly in their own RP process. Contract buying is also used with Kanban and buffer replenishment. Lean contract buying. In lean manufacturing, the purchasing process itself can be seen as a potential source of waste. Supplier partners are selected based on their willingness to collaborate in a waste-saving, quality-improving process. These agreements include ways to streamline communication, minimize paperwork, and enlist the supplier in problem-solving and performance improvement processes. Rather than purchase orders, resupply is triggered by Kanban signals. For example, empty bin, card, flashing light, electronic signal. The buyer gains by decreasing inventory, waste, and the supplier gains through a stable, more long-term relationship. Managed inventories, VMI, consignment. In vendor-managed inventory, the supplier tracks and maintains inventory at agreed levels, submitting invoices as defined in agreements. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary describes vendor-managed inventory, VMI, as a means of optimizing supply chain performance in which the supplier has access to the customer's inventory data and is responsible for maintaining the inventory level required by the customer. Based upon an agreed-to-service level and inventory performance objectives, the supplier monitors inventory activity and levels and plans for and replenishes its customer's inventory with minimal transactional involvement by the customer. The vendor invoices the customer based on the replenishment that occurs. C. Co-managed inventory. CMI, continuous replenishment. VMI is one way to mitigate the bullwhip effect. Organizations can also use in-house inventory management policies and controls to smooth out inventory levels to some degree. For example, VMI can be used with or without consignment. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines consignment as 1. A shipment that is handled by a common carrier. 2. The process of a supplier placing goods at a customer location without receiving payment until after the goods are used or sold. C. Consigned stocks. Consignment inventory. In an industrial setting, consignment takes the form of suppliers storing inventory at the buyer's plant. The ownership is transferred when an item is removed from inventory and entered into production. Payment is not made until the item is used. A supplier representative may be on site with consignment and/or VMI. Either method can minimize the bullwhip effect, reduce total inventories, and minimize the chance of stockouts, and can also eliminate the need to make many small RP order releases. Another variation of managed inventories is called continuous replenishment, addressed earlier.